Butterflies would turn someday. I want to talk about how we show up for one another, because crisis comes. It always has. But I want to talk about how we show up for one another. And this is inspired by a group I was in this morning. And the creator of the group, actually, it's more like a creator of a movement, that shares the stories of Black women that often do not end up in the major news stories. She's making sure that, you know, these women are remembered. And it's tragic stories. Oh my goodness, it's tragic. But she wanted to share something that has been bothering her. And someone is antagonizing her, and it's racial. Is someone being antagonizing her and being racist in their discussion? And it was bothering her. And for many of us, you know, we know that this is also a barrier to Black women getting the care that we need for domestic violence, because domestic violence requires that the community care. And if people shut the door and then leave you out there to whatever, you know, wolves there are, and then they say, oh, see, that community is so violent. Well, you were violent too. Weren't you the one who shut the door? You shut the door. And she was screaming and crying, or at least yelling for help, and you didn't want to hear her. And so this creator wanted to share that, and it was bothering her, and there were so many messages. Most messages were supportive, by and large, but there were some who decided, oh, just ignore it. And some who said, ignore it because she's going to use it for content. It's like, man, this is bigger than social media. This is bigger than content. This is real life. So I want to talk about how we show up for each other. And that's not to say that content isn't real life. I'm just saying this is life or death. This person reports on women who are no longer with us. Some of the women, these women did everything right. And systems and families and faith spaces and folks failed them. They ain't here no more. We don't have them. And so I want to talk about how we show up for one another. And one of the things that I know, we're conditioned to do this thing where it's ignore it. Listen, there are things the body keeps score of. Even when the world insists on silence. And one of the most dangerous instructions ever handed to Black women in this world, and this is Black women all over this doggone planet, ignore it. Let it go. Oh, don't take it personally. Because what they're really saying, translate that. Absorb it. Carry it. Quietly. But the body does not ignore what harms it. The constant translation that you have to make, that shift in that burden constantly. Erykah Badu's song, Bag Lady. The bracing before entering a room, because you got to stir yourself up. You got to strengthen yourself. The swallowing of words to remain, quote unquote, professional. The tightening in the chest when something is off. Tightening your jaw. And you have to endure it anyway. That's not just emotional labor. That shows up in your body. And listen to us who have age and wisdom on us, who are saying, it's going to let you know. It is going to let you know that it has been carrying for too long. Research across public health and medicine has shown that chronic exposure to racism is linked to hypertension, cardiovascular strain, sleep disruption, and stress-related illness. I share Paula Herlock. I hope I have her name right. Listen, on Survivor Affirmation, I try to bring her on WeSurviveAbuse.com as well. On SurvivorAffirmations.com, I love her insights into what disrupts us, keeps us from resting. It's amazing. The body registers what the environment refuses to correct. So when Black women say, this is bothering me, she's not being oversensitive. Let's let that be a signal. Like that bat signal. That's a Black woman's signal. Uh-oh, we better listen. We better pay attention, because she doesn't need to carry this any further, because we came to her space for information. And now we're uncomfortable because she's sharing something that is bothering her. Let's try not to do that. Such is the condition of the world. We see what happens when Black women share things that bother us. Just the last podcast I did was on Pam Grier sharing and crying, and her and Whoopi crying together over something. And oh boy, what went down with that. Nevertheless, let us not be the ones anywhere where we are that say, sister, ignore it. Now, systems are made of people. We say systems, and we're correct. But let's remember, they're made of people, and they're shaped by habit. And they often respond by asking for silence instead of change. Sometimes they'll ask you 1,000,010 questions, right? But that too means, I just want you to be quiet and keep carrying your burden for longer. Quietly, please. And they don't always say this loudly. Sometimes they say this gently, and even with a, might even give you a little smile. They'll say things like, don't focus on the negative. Oh, you're so strong, you'll get through it. Well, just try not to let it get to you. But and that's not bad advice sometimes. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes that's fantastic advice. That's the best way to go. But in this context, that becomes a cage. I have another reason to clench my jaw. Pain in my back, pain in my spine. And over time, what do you think this does? Because if you are always strong to keep other people comfortable, you also are never allowed to be protected. Black women deserve spaces where the truth can be spoken without consequence, where no one is punishing her for being angry, where naming harm is not treated as, you created the harm. I named the harm. You treat me like I created it. To vent is not to be unprofessional. It's not to be divisive. And it's not always to say you're stuck. People will say this. They'll say, well, I think you need to go back to therapy because you're not over it. Because I named the harm. Okay. Well, they do say you go to therapy for the people who aren't in therapy, who never go to therapy and don't stay there long enough. So, hey. You know what? People speak to release pressure that would otherwise settle into the body. And the thing is, some people get to do that with a microphone. Some people get to do that. And on television and on radio and all kind of stuff. You only want some people not to do that. It is, to speak is breath returning where it was being held. There's a quiet violence in telling someone to suppress what is hurting them while leaving the source of the harm untouched. And so when you talk about people who are advocates and crisis lines and us who have a lot of years of experience, the first thing is so many people were carrying, I talked to too many older women of various races, backgrounds, that came from various countries. It's the first time that someone ever listened to them. Ever listened to them. When we don't listen to each other, we double the harm. It's the original wound and the enforced silence around it. Sometimes that enforcement goes on for decades. That's how people become hardened. Not just inside those systems, but those surviving them. Numbness is not healing. Silence is not safety. So when a black woman speaks, when she names what is wrong, something harming her, something irritating her, when she says, this does not feel right, let's try to move away from correction, especially when it's space she created. Give her space to finish the sentence, space to feel without being managed, space to be human without being reduced. And having done this work with a lot of women, keep in mind too, if she doesn't speak the way, the polished way you'd like, let that be heard too, please. Let her breathe. It's not a favor. Mm-mm. It's not even an accommodation. It's a baseline condition of care. This is the standard. Let her be heard. And for black women, especially on the days when the weight feels familiar and exhausting, you're not required to ignore what is harming you to make others comfortable. You are not required to shrink your awareness to survive a system made up of people now. We're in the habit of doing things in a certain way that is not fully reckoned with you. And keep in mind, if it hasn't reckoned with you, it hasn't reckoned with a whole lot of people. You are not required to carry this quietly. Your body is wise enough, divinely created, to recognize what your mind has already named. Listen to it, honor it. Whew, give it breath, give it air. Because breathing, real breathing, unforced and uncontained, is not a luxury, that's life. You don't need permission to reclaim that. Thanks for listening. During these times, you're right. It's tough. Sometimes it's tougher than other times. And when we say all we got is each other, it means listening to one another and not giving the advice. Just ignore it. Because one thing about us, we've been ignoring a lot of stuff for a long time. She's already done that. I promise you. Let's listen. Let's embrace. Let's encircle one another. We'll get through things. All right, y'all be great. Thank you for listening.
This is Tanya GJ Prince. Thanks for listening. Y'all be great.